Sudan's government resumes bombing in Darfur. Believers are cautious. Political unrest in Bangladesh puts Christians at risk. And New Tribes looks forward to a new fleet. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Government planes fill the sky again in a breach of a hard-wrought peace accord in Sudan's Darfur region. The refugees are on the move in the north. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says the renewed fighting has complicated their work.
There are moments that we cannot use our vehicles, and that means that the people have to go to the three centers from which we work, and they have to go by ox cart or by donkey, and that takes a lot more time than when we can use our vehicles. Also, transport becomes that problem.
When asked how their work becomes ministry, Kramer says,
"Be there." You can see that in the number of people which are depending on food aid, and that has crossed now the 3 million. And as such, the continuation of Christian organizations who identified them as such is for them this association of hope. The agencies which bring that hope is a very strong witness of the gospel.
Next, Bangladesh's interim president has declared a state of emergency over political unrest in Monday's canceled elections. That establishes martial law in the country, which, according to Gospel for Asia, makes the minority Christians vulnerable to harassment. GFA leaders urge prayer as nearly all forms of communication are monitored. The team currently broadcasts the gospel in three languages in Bangladesh and has 86 missionaries and two Bible colleges there. You're listening to Mission Network News. Political unrest in Cochabamba, Bolivia last week shut down the city and ministry. Supporters of the leftist ruling party MAS are calling for the resignation of the governor of Cochabamba, Manfred Reyes Vila. SIM International reports fighting killed two people and injured 200. Local churches, in partnership with SIM, were able to help people stranded, but their schools and other ministries were closed. Pray that Christians will be able to effectively share their faith during this time of uncertainty. Meanwhile, geographic isolation is a key obstacle in taking the gospel to tribal people, where possible teams and supplies are flown in. New Tribes Missions' Dave Zelenak says it's now time to replace the fleet. They're looking at buying 14 Kodiak aircraft, many of which were already paid for by the end of 2006. It's important because
when you're moving into a new area, a lot of the work and effort and money is setting up. This will help you set up faster, which means you will be starting to learn language and culture faster, which means the gospel will get to these people that don't have it yet faster.
Zelenak says New Tribes donors understood the project's immediate need.
One of the many blessings to this aircraft is it runs on jet fuel, which is kerosene, which is more prevalent all over the world, where the old Cessnas use an avgas, which is very difficult to get in many countries. Some countries almost impossible.
And many claim once the need is known, Christians will want to get involved. That's the premise behind Living Water International's Share the Vision events that are being held around the United States. On March 29th, LWI is holding a gala in Washington, D.C. that will allow them to tell people about the need, says LWI's President Jerry Wiles.
Most people don't realize that 1.1 billion people in the world today without access to clean, safe drinking water, and contaminated water is the number one killer in the world today. So the foundation of all sustainable development and sustainable mission work is making sure people are alive so that they can hear the gospel.
As people catch the vision and get involved, their investment allows Living Water International to break down barriers.
We are finding that in many parts of the world, this opens the door to the gospel in places where going in with a Bible teaching ministry or evangelism or church planting often will encounter resistance that we're able to overcome.
LWI is working in 25 countries worldwide. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. There you can also subscribe to our bulletin inserts, free podcasts, quarterly newsletters, and more. I'm Greg Yoder.